Joining me now in studio is local artist Brad Reed Nelson of Bored by Design. Hi, Brad. Thanks so much for joining.
Hi, Megan.
This year, the Bauhaus School celebrates its 100th year. In honor of this revolution in design, Carbondale Arts presents Bauhaus Scene, a group exhibition of furniture designers curated by Brad, plus paintings by Richard Carter and Dave Durance. The opening reception is tonight from 6 to 8 p.m., perfect first Friday.
You have a great speaking voice.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, very buttery.
I appreciate that.
No Luke
that.
Nessler. Sex on a stick. But
I need at least a couple decades of experience. One can only aspire, right? Speaking of buttering up, Luke, Welcome back from vacation. We were talking off air. I did do a little sneak peek. They were still setting up over there at the launch pad. But from what I saw, you curated the furniture aspect, but you do have one piece that I saw.
Yeah. So I'm a local maker, designer. Came here almost 20 years ago to Anderson Ranch Art Center. Mm-hmm. Set up business in the ABC. Figured out I was a better fit for the Lower Valley. We just built a new studio. I keep going down. Now I'm 5 miles out of Carbondale in Glenwood, technically. I'm still a shopper of this city market. So it takes me forever to get through that store since I know everyone.
Absolutely.
A year and a half ago now, I believe, Carbondale Arts came to me asking kind of for a proposal. And I said, well, if I was going to do something, what I'd want to do is, the Valley has this rich history of Bauhaus, and then we have this rich history of teaching furniture making at Anderson Ranch. So let me pull out all the academics that have taught here a lot, all the ones that are making all these American furniture makers out there, and invite them to each make a piece off an artist or a specific piece or just kind of the feeling of that artist. Mm-hmm. So, like all furniture makers, they all made them in at least the last 4 weeks. I mean, we weren't even able to promote the show early because everyone, they're all academics. They're all teaching in Madison, Wisconsin. Tom Loser, Wendy Miriyama was the head of San Diego State, has retired. Mm-hmm. We have Andy Buck from Rochester Institute of Technology, Russell Baldwin of California College of Art, Vivian Beer. She's a maker out of Massachusetts. She teaches nationally. She won the Ellen DeGeneres Design Challenge a couple years ago. Really awesome human, awesome maker. We have Sylvia Rosenthal. She's a professor at Madison. We have Jason Snyder. He used to be the director or the studio manager of the wood program at Anderson Ranch. Mark Tan, who is the studio manager now. Jason runs a program in Michigan. I'm forgetting someone. Brent Skobnor at University of North Carolina, Asheville. They're all great makers. They're great teachers. Some of them have been my teachers. And they're really good people. They're all just really good community, all part of a group that wants to see people make beautiful objects and perpetuate that process.
Sure.
And I think the Bauhaus, you're like, oh, I'm an expert on this. Oh, sure I am. So I went back and looked at some of the talking points, and that they came into it with the idea that it was the Bauhaus was a craft guild. Mm-hmm. And you think of Herbert Byers. Sure, he made well-crafted prints. He also made houses. And so it took the term, like, you know, that they called themselves artists, but they were architects and they were product designers. And I think that's how I think of myself. So I think I've always related to Bauhaus. And like right now I have the sculpture in front of Town Hall, and I haven't made a public sculpture in a long time, and very honored to have that and for the town to put me there. Mm-hmm. That was enough of me talking in a row.
No, but I'm fascinated by it. So it sounds like a lot of the artists that you kind of tapped into are coming from your personal network. And
true.
So
I drank a good deal of alcohol with these people and have walked around New York numerous times with them.
Well, that probably served you well when trying to...
Seemed like it did then, and it does now.
That's excellent. Because, you know, I'm wondering, you know, what's informing your curation? Because just to say Bauhaus, that's a huge, huge genre that means a lot of things to a lot of different people at different points in history. So when you're putting together a vision, for instance, you know, which informed which? Had you seen the paintings first, or... did you just say, no, I'm going to create this?
I know Dave and Dick's work.
Okay.
For sure. And obviously both play with a lot of intense color. maybe not always primaries, which was the Bauhaus, but, and then a lot of geometric shapes. Mm-hmm. And I think whether it's Amy or Laura or Brian or whoever decided what the group was, it made the most sense. And because Dick's history with Herbert Byers. Mm-hmm. So I didn't put much restraints on any of my contacts other than, are you in? Can you hit these deadlines? Because I already know their work. They're just brilliant makers. And it's also just the idea at one point, furniture was not being taught in fine art programs. Mm-hmm. So Bauhaus really took that and put it in that light. And now these people are all perpetuating it. And we originally had a almost 50-50, I think we had 50-50 men and women, which was really important to me. A couple out of Oakland, Susan Working, Barbara, what's Barbara's last name? You're not listening, Barbara, you're in Oakland, so that's good. They found their dream studio and they're fully in it right now and they had to leave the show. So mm-hmm. we replaced their piece with Mark Tan's piece, which is a great addition. But one of the things I love about all those programs, and I've known all those programs for 20 years, is they're pretty much down the middle, 50-50, sure. men and women.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, I'm really curious about, so for the layman listener who's like, what is this Bauhaus, right? You know, yes, it's a movement, but it started as a school. So what we're really celebrating is the 100th year of the founding of that school, which, like you talked about, up until that point, furniture wasn't considered fine art, and they were a craftsman guild. And I remember reading something that I loved, that Bauhaus was really trying to insert the soul into the machine.
Mm-hmm. I love that quote. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, and it's just a great encapsulation of that.
I think it's like any technology. You fear the next thing and how it's going to be utilized, and maybe it's getting away from us. That's not for me to decide. But extruded metal was a new thing, and so... You know, I'm a furniture maker that works in metal and wood and have for a long time. Every time you order steel, it's perfect. 20 foot long, no knot in the middle, one inch by 1 inch, if that's what you ordered. Wood, flaws, perfections, beauty, depth, all these things. But you have to, you can tell somebody you're going to use this much material. And then you're like, no, those boards were not very straight. I ended up gobbling up a lot more because it's unpredictable. So I think that when they saw that shiny metal and that chrome, it felt a little too perfected. But then you saw how people utilized it, and there's still a sense of hand mm-hmm. and gesture mm-hmm. and all those things that I think, we can talk about social media or whatever, but it helps, maybe it helps create communities and people find each other and things that you're like, okay, that's positive. And there's always going to be a positive and negative anything, but it's how you adjust for it.
Well, and the legacy of Bauhaus in terms of that community gets real profound real quick when you put it through the lens of the Nazis closed the school down in 1933.
it looks really timely 100 years later. It's pretty sad to think that we feel like we're having similar conversations right now. And it blows my mind that... that hatred's still popular. If we weren't live, I'd have you bleep it out, but I'd say F hatred would mm-hmm. be my motto. because it, and just to look at suppression of information, all the things that we're doing, and that anything, any form of enlightenment it creates fear in organized governments a lot of times. So, conspiracy theory, sorry.
I mean, is it really a theory if the evidence is out there, right? It is. It's interesting and sad. I try to find hope. I love that we're celebrating the 100-year founding because hate did try to squash it out, basically. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, scattered those artists all around the world as refugees.
Which, and the negative of that broke up their community, and the positive is that information would have been held more in Germany and in that part of Europe. Mm-hmm. And instead it got to Chicago and it got to Brazil and it got to these places and it spread out. And then people like the Pepkes brought Herbert Byers here and it spread it a little further. I remember years ago being on a lift and some dude, a wealthy dude, was complaining about the, on Shano Mountain, there's a very modern, a very Bauhaus style of employee housing, really cool. Mm-hmm. And he was disappointed with it and thought that Aspen was like log homes and And, you know, and I think I just didn't feel confrontational at 9 a.m. on a powder day, but I was sitting there listening to him, how you do. And I definitely was like, you don't know what you're talking about, man. But, you know, mountain towns are pretty enlightened.
They are. And why I think that they call a very particular group of people to home, you know, That's great. So it's from 6 to 8 this evening at the Launch Pad.
Oh, shoot, it is?
It is.
It's tonight?
It is. Oh, you've got something
I'm
on your calendar.
I'm supposed to meet some friends for beer at Batch. I hope I can make it.
Love. Brad, thank you so much for joining
thank
me.
Thank you so much.
I always feel like a slave to the clock.
Let me say real quickly.
Yes.
Everybody at CCAH, at the Carbondale Arts, thank you guys so much for being so supportive. And thanks, community, for being so awesome. Carbondale, you rule.
I think they feel that way about you as well, Brad Reed Nelson. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.